The chair of the National Broadband Network has been found to have intentionally broken the election campaign rules when he recently went public with his thoughts. Dr. Ziggy Switkowski wrote a strident opinion piece defending the NBN after police raids were carried out on the Melbourne office of former Communications Minister Stephen Conroy and the home of a Labor staffer. The rap over the doctor's knuckles has been taken as a small victory for Labor, which complained about the raids. From Canberra, Peter Donald filed this report.
The election campaign was already in full swing when Ziggy Switkowski fired off an op-ed to Fairfax. It was a vigorous defence of the NBN's decision to take action over the leaks that led to the AFP raids on Labor offices and homes in Melbourne. Labor was furious and complained. Now the Secretary of the Prime Minister's Department has found Dr. Switkowski did breach caretaker conventions. Not only that, the NBN chair was advised that he would be breaking the rules before the piece was published, but went ahead anyway.
I think this is a shameful breach of the caretaker convention.
Labor leader Bill Shorten.
The breach has occurred, and it's a very disappointing sign of the lengths that the NBN Co and the government will do to cover up their own failure of policy, which is letting down millions of Australians.
Malcolm Turnbull was also on the campaign trail in Perth. He used the prospect of Britain leaving the European Union to make a point.
We need to ensure that we have strong, committed, capable economic leadership, a stable government with a clear national economic plan, because there are many things that occur in the global economy over which we have no control.
The Prime Minister has said more than once in Perth that we will win and made this bold claim to journalists today.
We are confident that Australians will return us to government, but it is their decision.
Bill Shorten calls his confidence arrogance.
I think it is the height of arrogance to tell Australians that their vote doesn't matter because he's already decided that he's going to win.
He says Labor has the best plan to deal with a possible global economic shock.
Labor's plan is regardless of what happens overseas. Our plan is based upon long-term sustainable growth and the creation of real and meaningful jobs.
The Coalition left it to the Treasurer to launch its latest attack ad against Labor.
Well, it's hard-hitting, but it's there for all to see.
It was a TV ad called The Greening of Labor. Scott Morrison says the Parliament could be a caravan of chaos if more Greens and Independents are elected and allow Labor to form minority government.
Make no mistake, a vote for Labor, Greens and the Independents will lead to the chaos that Australians only too well remember from those years of Rudd, Gillard, Rudd and the caravan of chaos with Rob Oakeshott and Tony Windsor and all the rest of them. And there's another cast looking to assemble even as we speak now.
Bill Shorten said again today that Labor would not go into coalition with the Greens if it comes to it, and that Scott Morrison should stick to his day job.
Scott Morrison should spend more time on his day job as Treasurer than his night job as amateur YouTube video producer.
Labor leader Bill Shorten ending that report from Peter Donald.